This is Jack Ma, the biography of a self-made billionaire and CEO of Alibaba Group, written by My Ebook Publishing House, read by Matt Montanez. Chapter 1, Early Life. It takes an amazing individual to collect aggregate total assets of over $20 billion through a dedicated, hardworking attitude while keeping up a normal viewpoint. Jack Ma is one of those individuals. The author and CEO of Alibaba, one of the world's driving web-based business interfaces, is one of the world's wealthiest men. Yet he has not given achievement a chance to cloud his vision. Jack Ma, aka Mama Yun, was born on October 15, 1964, in Hangzhou, situated in the southeastern piece of China. He has a more youthful sister. He and his kin grew up when Comrade China was progressively separated from the West, and his family didn't have much cash when they were youthful. Ma was gaunt and frequently got into battles with colleagues. "I was never anxious of adversaries who were greater than I," he reviews in Alibaba, a book by Liu Xiyong and Martha Avery. Still, Ma had pastimes quite recently like some other child. He loved gathering crickets and making them battle, and could recognize the size and sort of cricket just by the sound it made. After then, U.S. President Richard Nixon went to Hangzhou in 1972, Ma's main residence turned into a visitor mecca. As a young person, Ma began awakening right on time to visit the city's primary lodging, offering guests voyages through the city in return for English lessons. The moniker, Jack, was given to him by a visitor he became a close acquaintance with. Ma had no involvement with PCs or coding, yet he was enraptured by the web when he utilized it interestingly amid an outing to the U.S. in 1995. He had as of late begun an interpretation business and made the excursion to help a Chinese firm recoup an installment. Mama's first online hunt was Brew, yet he was astounded to find that no Chinese laggers turned up in the outcomes. It was then that he chose to establish a web organization for China. Despite the fact that his initial two endeavors fizzled, after 4 years he assembled 17 of his companions in his condo and persuaded them to put resources into him and his vision for an online commercial center he called Alibaba. The website permitted exporters to post item postings that clients could purchase specifically. Before long, the administration began to draw in individuals from everywhere throughout the world. By October 1999, the organization had raised $5 million from Goldman Sachs and $20 million from SoftBank, a Japanese telecom organization that likewise puts resources into innovation organizations. The group stayed affectionate and sketchy. "We will make it since we are youthful and we never, never surrender," Ma said to a social event of representatives. He has constantly kept up a feeling of fun at Alibaba. At the point when the organization first got to be distinctly productive, Ma gave every representative a jar of silly string to run wild with. In the mid-2000s, when the organization chose to begin Taobao, its eBay rival, he had the group dealing with it do handstands amid breaks to keep their vitality step up. In 2005, Yahoo put $1 billion in Alibaba in return for around a 40% stake in the organization. This was gigantic for Alibaba. At the time, it was attempting to beat eBay in China, and it would, in the long run, be a huge win for Yahoo as well, netting it approximately $10 billion in Alibaba's IPO alone. Ma ventured down from his post as CEO in 2013, remaining on as official executive. Alibaba opened up to the world on September 19th. "Today, what we got is not cash. What we got is the trust from the general population," Ma told CNBC. The organization's $150 billion IPO was the biggest offering for a U.S. recorded organization in the historical backdrop of the New York Stock Exchange. It additionally made Ma the wealthiest man in China, with an expected worth of $25 billion. Alibaba workers arranged a major gathering at the organization's Hangzhou home office to celebrate. One representative even took the gathering as the ideal chance to propose. Mama told representatives at a public interview that he trusts they utilized their newly discovered riches to end up a group of truly respectable individuals, a cluster of individuals who can help other people and who are benevolent and cheerful. The IPO may have made Ma to a great degree rich man, yet he hasn't made any conspicuous buys yet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?